Okay, this one is fun. Joe basically says, stop trying to make the warehouse the center of the agent story and let each agent carry its own little analytical engine instead.
Yeah, that's the inversion, and it's at least technically coherent, which is more than I can say for half the agent data takes floating around.
I mean, it's such a clean product move. If agents are the workload, why make them line up at one shared platform like they're filing paperwork?
Right, but the interesting part is that he doesn't just hand-wave decentralization. He actually builds around DuckDB, DuckLake, Quack, and Malloy. So there's a concrete transport and storage shape underneath it.
Also, I love that this started from a 5 a.m. idea after hearing Quack. That is extremely on brand for our little exploring next nonsense machine.
Mm-hmm.
How's your week, by the way? You sound like you've already had too much architecture on the brain.
Honestly, not bad. Just enough model talk to be annoying, not enough to make me start writing diagrams on the wall.
Perfect. That's the ideal amount of this show, frankly. One mildly haunted Wednesday, and then back to the databases.
The core argument is that human analytics and agent analytics are different workloads. Humans are slow, contextual, and can notice when revenue drops 40% and ask what broke.
Exactly.
Agents are concurrent, fan out fast, and chain outputs into more work almost immediately. So if you keep them all on one shared analytical plane, you get contention, stale semantics, and a whole lot of trust problems very quickly.
That part lands for me. The article is basically saying the bottleneck is not just compute. It's where the judgment and ownership live.
Yes, and the specific move is each peer gets an embedded DuckDB instance exposed over a real loopback port through Quack. No mandatory central server in the middle of every exchange.
Okay, that is actually cool. Very, the boring thing suddenly becomes the product, which is the only kind of infrastructure I respect.
No, you respect plenty of infrastructure when it ships a user story.
Fair. Guilty as charged. But here, the user story is pretty legible. One agent can hold a slice, serve it, and hand off a durable result without everything being trapped behind one platform gate.
And the article is careful about the control plane. It does not pretend discovery, routing, authorization, or freshness disappear just because the data path is peer-to-peer.
Right, right.
That's the part I trust more than the headline. Decentralize the data plane if you want, but you still need a directory, and you still need rules for who can see what and when.
The slice identity piece is the most serious bit to me. They don't exchange the latest as some vague mutable thing. They exchange pinned slices with catalog, dataset, snapshot, contract digest, and slice digest.
That's the good stuff. It's basically saying, if you want agents to trade analytical results safely, you need something closer to a frozen contract than a live pointer.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where the architecture gets real. Once the reference is pinned, the receiver doesn't have to wonder whether the exact content changed under its feet, even though aliases and freshness rules still live in the control plane.
I think this is why the piece feels more useful than a lot of agent warehouse chatter. It's not make everything smarter, it's define what exactly got handed over.
Yeah, and to be fair, it still overreaches a little if someone reads it as a universal replacement for shared analytical systems. Some organizations will absolutely want the central plane, especially where governance is already mature.
Sure, but I don't think Joe is claiming universal replacement. He's saying the default assumption is backward for agent-native exchange, and I buy that enough to care.
Same. I'd call it a strong reference architecture, not a finished category. The minute someone has to explain retention, garbage collection, and stale discovery in production, the nice diagram gets serious very fast.
Which is honestly why it matters. If a team is trying to build agent-to-agent analytics and they're still forcing every request through one warehouse-shaped bottleneck, this gives them a better mental model.
And if nobody can actually implement the slice registry without tripping over freshness and auth, then we'll know pretty quickly. I'd rather have that failure mode than 1,000 vague agent-ready platform slides.
Okay, that's annoyingly reasonable. Come on, Kathy. Let me have at least one optimistic line before you bury the slide deck.
I'm not burying it. I'm just saying the architecture is only as good as the control plane contract around it.
Yeah, and that's the part I'd want to see in working code before I got too excited. Still, this is the first version of this idea that feels like it might actually ship somewhere useful.
That's fair.
All right, I'm going to steal one clean thought from this and leave the rest alone. If this turns into anything real, it's because the Slice contract is doing the heavy lifting, not the buzzword around it.